Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. I wake up every morning to Brad Yates. To the sound of his voice, Brad, be quiet. To the sound of his voice, and you should too. His tap in the morning helps me focus while removing energetic blockages like procrastination, Brad. First of all, welcome to Body Language.
Thanks, Chris.
Can't keep a straight face, can you?
I'm just thinking how upset my wife's going to be when she finds out that people are waking up to my voice.
Well, actually, she should be thrilled. You know, we discussed last week when I procrastinated my way to not doing a tap, which I promise you and the world that I will do that today. The tapping has gone mainstream, and it has really transcended what we used to call CAM, complementary and alternative approaches to medicine, to become a fixture of, well, the consolidation, the fusion of all that integrative medicine. Tell us about emotional freedom techniques and how tapping works in that context.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of ways that it might work. We have theories right now. It's based on acupuncture. And for thousands of years in Chinese medicine, they've said there's a flow of energy through the body. When this energy is flowing naturally, we feel good. When it gets stuck or disrupted, that's when we experience discomfort, both physically and emotionally. So rather than sticking needles in our faces, we now tap with our fingertips, stimulates the flow of that energy, and we start to feel better. And we also have research now showing that the tapping also drastically lowers cortisol levels, stress hormone. So we're clearing out stress. So you could say that there are doctors that say that most disease is stress-related. Most uncomfortable emotions are stress-related, or they oftentimes are just another word for stress that we're experiencing. So as we tap on these points, we clear that stress out, we just naturally start to feel better.
Before we get into the tap, let's discuss the meridian points that you advocate, that you teach people to tap on. What are those meridian points, and how do they relate to acupuncture?
Okay. So there are acupoints all over the body, but in this process, we're only going to use 8 of them. And each of these points is an end point for a meridian. So these meridians are these lines that zigzag across the body. And so these are endpoints. So these are the ones that we're going to tap. So we'll start by tapping on the side of the hand.
You know, that's interesting. And forgive me for interrupting you. Of course, I just did. You also do a sort of a mini tap, what I call a mini tap, which simply involves the thumb and the other 4 fingers on the hand, which is very, very portable. For example, if you were sitting in an airport, you know, waiting for a flight, you could very inconspicuously tap and do your, you know, meditative tap of the day. Why don't we try that? Because that seems to be pretty straightforward.
Absolutely. The original form of EFT included tapping on fingertip points. And that was part of a longer version, and that was eventually just removed, or, you know, just let go of. It's still very helpful, but it was found that it wasn't really necessary. But as you said, it's very portable. So you can, I'll sometimes sit there and just tapping with my thumb on the index finger. And it's right, sort of, if you look at your fingernail, at the lower corner of the fingernail closest to the thumb.
Now, if you're driving a car, operating heavy machinery, or flying an aircraft, simply listen.
Well, actually, tapping while driving, I haven't flown an airplane, so I can't say that for sure, but, you know, with autopilot, it's maybe easier than it is with driving. But tapping while driving is actually not a bad idea, because we give ourselves license to get stressed out while we're driving. We say and react in ways, say things and react in ways that we don't in our normal life. But when we're enclosed in this tin box, we give ourselves license to, you know, just vent all of that stuff. So that's actually a very good time to be clearing stress.
And often we respond in ways that really aren't pretty and get us into trouble. Our guest is the master tapper, Brad Yates, who's going to lead us through a tap. First of all, Brad, what is your website so folks can learn more about your work?
It's bradyates.net.
That's BRADYATES.NET, yes.
NET. Think nothing but net. And also taptofeelgood.com.
Ah.
The four words you want to remember. You know, if you want to feel good, remember taptofeelgood.com.
Well, let's get started on our tap. Where do we start?
Okay. So what are we tapping on, Chris?
I think we're going to tap on procrastination. Because that's why
I think we put that off long enough.
Yes, we keep getting into trouble here. You know, suddenly the show ends and we haven't done the tap. So let's do a tap for a couple minutes here.
Okay. So everyone think of something. Well, first of all, if you're going to tap, you have to take full responsibility for your own well-being.
I take full responsibility for my own well-being, yes.
Thank you. So first thing you do is tap with your fingernail, with your fingertips of your index and middle finger.
Okay,
on the side of the hand.
Okay. Oh, on the side of the hand. Okay.
Yeah, we'll go through the full the full round here. So tap on the side of the hand, and think about something that you've been procrastinating on, something that you've been resisting doing.
I've been resisting doing a tap on the air.
All right.
And I've got to get past this blockage.
Okay. So repeat after me.
I will.
Even though
I'm resisting doing this,
I choose to love and accept myself.
I choose to love and accept myself.
Even though I'm resisting doing this,
even though I'm resisting doing this,
I choose to love and honor myself.
I choose to love and honor myself.
Even though I'm resisting doing this,
even though I'm resisting doing this,
stuff comes up.
Stuff comes up.
I find other things to do.
I find other things to do.
And I never get around to it.
I never get around to it.
And even though I'm resisting doing this,
and even though I'm resisting doing this,
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely
love, honor, and accept myself.
I choose to love, honor, and accept myself. Now I'm simultaneously tapping on the index finger.
The karate chop point. Yeah, it's the
right.
So you're tapping on the left hand.
Uh huh.
Where if you were going to break boards with your karate chop.
Ah, okay.
Karate chop action. So, okay, so the next point we're going to tap is the eyebrow point. So right at the beginning of the eyebrow,
or
in the middle of the face, I'm resisting doing this.
I'm resisting doing this.
And then right at the side of the eye,
All
this other stuff comes up.
All this other stuff comes up.
Right under the eye.
Right on.
I keep finding other things to do.
I keep finding other things to do.
Tapping right under the nose. I'm really procrastinating.
I am really procrastinating.
Onto the mouth. Why am I avoiding this?
Why am I avoiding this?
Collarbone. Am I afraid of something?
Am I afraid of something?
Under the arm. What would happen if I took action?
What would happen if I took action?
Top of the head. What am I afraid of?
What am I afraid of?
Eyebrow point. I choose to clear this fear.
I choose to clear this fear.
Side of the eye. I'm releasing this resistance.
I'm releasing this resistance.
Onto the eye. Either I'm going to decide that I'm never going to do it.
I'm going to decide that I'm never going to do it.
Onto the nose. Or I'm going to get it done now.
Or I'm going to get it done now.
Onto the mouth. It's time to take action.
It's time to take action.
Collarbone. Releasing all the blocks to that.
Releasing all the blocks to that.
Onto the arm. And I'm getting it done.
And I am getting it done. Our guest who does the famous Tap of the Morning, which is available at bradyates.net, is guess who? Brad Yates. That was wonderful and very painless, and you know, your Tap of the Morning has become my daily practice. It is a joy to wake up to you every day and hear the sound of your voice, Brad. Brad, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language. I'm Christopher Springman, and you are listening to Radio MD. That was very good, Brad. We finally did the damn tap.
It must have worked. We cleared the resistance to getting it done.
We cleared the resistance. I can't use that word, but I feel much better, actually, in all seriousness. Thank you.